What's going on, El Paso? You're listening to the Cold Zone Podcast Season 4 with your hosts, Ed Stansberry and Jason Flores.
We're talking about all the top players, teams, and coaches in the Sun City.
Yeah, you think you know, but you have no idea.
Don't miss out on the behind-the-scenes talk of who's dominating on Friday Night Lights.
Download the Cold Zone Podcast on your favorite podcast application. Gia!
Come on.
Cold Zone Season 4, sponsored by Thomas Folden and Royalty Realty.
I'm living in the coldest zone, and I just don't know. And my utopic cup is my life. It's the finale, my dog.
And I just don't know. We made it, my dog.
This is it, man.
We made it.
Oh, no.
What's going on, El Paso? It's your boy, Ed Stansberry and Jay Flo. Jason Flores, welcome to episode 12.
13. It could be. Hey, it could have been 12.
14, 15, 16.
It don't matter what it is. This is the last one. Can you go ahead and write finale, my dog?
My people. Hey, we got a very, very special episode lined up. J Flo. We've been talking about it all season long.
Bruh.
Playoffs, week one in the books. District. We wrapped up last week. Man.
What a season, dog.
We got a whole...
Well, I mean, we'll get through that real quick. We ain't going to mess around staying too much on that. But what a season, man. And shout out to all the teams, all the players, all the coaches, all the parents.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you guys, man. Great job.
Isn't it so cool when we're out at these games? We're out at the Eastwood game on Friday. Isn't it so cool when people come up to us and start talking about the Cold Zone? And it's like, dang, man, we really do got a lot of people out here listening to this podcast.
Yeah, man, it's really cool because, dog, we relate. We relate. And I think the fact that we are real with it.
Yeah.
You know what? Our goal is to put these kids on a platform. And that's what we do, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
We ain't trying to shame nobody.
Nope.
We will give it to you real. We've been there. We've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just what we do. And again, man, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the 915, man. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah, much love. I do want to apologize in advance. My voice, it's just, it's not 100%.
Why is that?
You know, we went out and celebrated the 910. Now, we'll talk about this a little bit later in the show, but your boy was out there doing karaoke, man.
Dog,
and, you know.
Let me tell you one thing, my dog. And I know you don't want to get into it right now, but, you know, a lot of people don't know that you know that, you know, like in Spanish, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, dime cuatatu. Dime cuatatu.
But let me
dime
tell you. I tell you who else got some bilingual to him. My man CD.
Oh, man. Colin can sing. Colin can sing. So let me tell everybody, after 9OT, that was our last show of the season.
Yeah.
And we always kind of do a wrap up, season ending party. We did it at Brew West, you know, real close to the studio, and everybody comes through and they got a VIP room, which is really nice, man.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a lot of events there since
and the staff is fantastic too.
Yeah,
man.
Shout out to Brew West. But dog, everybody comes, and it's not just Channel 9. We had Rachel Phillips from KVIA was there, Sam from Channel 7.
Yeah.
You know, we had our whole crew, friends and family. Thomas Folden, Sean Salazar came through. Man, it was a really good night to cap off another year of high school football here in the Borderland.
I have it. And this is my time. Let me see this. Let me see if I can get this real quick for everybody to hear that, my man.
What you trying to do, man?
CD.
Oh. Go ahead,
Let's
CD.
Go, CD. Yo, man, CD was getting down yesterday.
He was, man. And speaking of Thomas Folden and Sean Salazar, we got an intro song for my boys, dog, because we got our title sponsor, Thomas Folden, Royalty Realty in the house, and Coldest Zone intern.
Sean Salazar, my dog.
Intern operations director of Coldest Zone, Mr. Sean Salazar Del Valle Conquistador, One Family, One Destiny alum in the house.
What's going on, fellas?
Oh, man, dude, last night was awesome. You know, just kind of the finale of the whole season, and just kind of spending some time with you guys and seeing the whole crew, a little bit of behind the scenes. That was awesome, man.
That's right. You did get to go. Yeah, man. You and Yvonne went out there.
Yes.
The wife. That's what you think.
I thought it was awesome, you know, getting to see a little of the behind the scenes, a little about the work. You know, you see the finished product on TV, but not the work that goes behind it.
Yeah.
So, dude, you guys are awesome.
You know what's crazy? Yvonne was like, she was like, Ed, you know, like, I see all the stuff that you post on social media, and, you know, I've seen Colin a million times. When I walked in and I saw how tall he was, it shocked me. And I was like, damn, yeah, that's true. Because if you ain't seen Colin in person, man, he's 6'5", dog. He's tall.
Did she say that? Damn, I didn't know how short Jason was too. You know what I'm saying? Stand next to Colin, man.
Sean, what's going on, baby?
Sean,
hey, I'm chilling, man. Hey, I appreciate y'all for yesterday. I appreciate y'all inviting me out there to the studio. Of course, there's a lot of behind the scenes. It's not just y'all four doing it at the main show. It's all behind the scenes network. So thank y'all for showing me that, and also for the after party. That was pretty cool.
Now, Sean, you know, you're just recently, it's been, what, 2 years since you graduated?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And just to give a little background on Sean, he was offensive line at Del Valle, man. We've followed Sean for many, many years, and that relationship just continued after he was done playing. He's helped with the showcase the last couple of years. We brought him in this year for our top five. He was in charge of doing our top five O lines that you saw on social media. So what's it been like so far for you, Sean, post football? Just kind of give us an update on what you got going on.
Oh no, just school. You know, it sucks that I don't have that schedule now of doing top five anymore for the rest of the season. But hey, we're back to baseball. That's my grind. I do both football and baseball officiating wise. So hopefully y'all two-way athletes out there for football and baseball, I get to see y'all rip it out and get that work in next spring.
Hey, man, take a deep breath, man. It's just us in here, man, chilling. We're talking.
Hey, Sean was the 2021 homecoming king?
Really? Yeah, I can see
in
that.
In the flesh.
Yeah, man.
I can see that, man.
He's still wearing that thing.
He got that personality. Back to you, T-Fold. Why don't you talk about the new exciting changes that you got going on with Royalty Realty, title sponsor of the Coldest Zone, man. Let me just be the first to say, while we have you here on this episode, man, it's been so much fun having you on board. We can't thank you enough. The cleats giveaway, you know, that title sponsorship, being able to do that, include you every week, doing the pick-ups, man, it's been so much fun for Jay and I.
Yeah, the same here, man. You know, thank you for bringing me in, showing me a little bit about what you guys do and involving me in everything, and it has been, it's been awesome, it's been a blessing. As far as my business, just kind of a progression of the business and what I plan on doing. So we made a switch into brokerages. So I moved over to Real Brokerage LLC, and now my name is out there, Royalty Realty. So still doing everything, just now backed by world class technology and support. So I'm still going to be out there doing all kinds of stuff. One real cool thing with Real Brokerage is I'm going to be the single point of contact for all commercial real estate here in El Paso, because I'm the only commercial real estate agent and real. Here in El Paso, so it's going to be pretty cool.
Man, that is exciting. Hey, do me a favor for our listeners. If somebody is looking to purchase or use you as an agent for a commercial building, a residence, give your number out. What's the best way for them to reach you?
Yeah, phone number is 915-408-8588. Buy or sell, I help investors as well.
Damn! Did you just come up with that?
Damn,
I like that, man.
Threw me off a little bit, man.
Hey, Hey, fellas, buckle up. Enjoy the ride, man. Let's have fun this episode. Let's talk about these kids.
Yeah.
Talk about these players. Talk about these teams here in the Sun City, man. We got a lot on the plate, man. I want to go over these 92 All-Stars invitations that went out today, J-Flo. But where you want to start?
Let's start off at...
Sean, you know what, man? You know what? I'm going to start with you. You have a little bit more of the football high school life. Is this the season that you thought it was going to be, man? I mean, you're all Delvi. I know that. And I don't want to hear all that stuff. But they were the top team in their district. But overall, 6A, what was your whole thoughts on that?
In terms of 6A, I really thought we would still get a split against District 2 6A, at least Eastwood and Pebble Hills coming out with the dub. But, you know, unfortunately, those Midland, Odessa, Panhandle teams, they just came out to play.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's just kind of one of those things that they have 4 or 5 schools in their area. You know, we've got over 30. I'm not saying that's the, the big excuse or anything, but it doesn't help at all.
So. You know, something I wanted to say on the show last night, I just didn't get a chance to, it hurts me on how bad we performed as a city in week one. And it's a reality check for coaches, for players here in El Paso, that if you think you're good here in El Paso, you're not that good. There's got to be a different mindset that these players, these teams don't. I've always said this, man. You can't get trapped in the bubble of El Paso. There's kids walking around here thinking they're good here in El Paso, and they step 1 foot out and get shamed. And it's a mindset that has to change. The season for 99% of our teams is done. That mindset, that change has to start now, today.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
I said my piece.
But, I mean, Ed, there's a lot of good players and a lot of good teams that we have here, right? And I think we're just too spread out, man, to compete for 4 quarters. I think a lot of our teams, can play the first 2-3 quarters. I just think we cannot play 4 quarters with a team that's got really, really deep bench like other teams do outside of El Paso.
Well,
again, I'm not saying that that's an excuse, but what I'm saying is, but getting beat 80-something to 10,
yeah,
that's different. Is different.
Come on.
That is completely different, dog.
Do you think that it was more of a lack of preparation or just lack of ability to adapt on the fly?
I think it's physically we are outmatched.
Yeah.
Skill, and Jay, you and I have had this conversation, but Thomas, here in El Paso, we said, like, our skill players can match up pretty much with the rest of Texas, right? Our quarterbacks, our receivers, where the difference is made and where these games are won and lost is in the trenches, man. The guys on the O-line, the guys on the D-line. I mean, I look at Friendship last night. Their offensive line, you're looking at dudes 6'5", 6'6", man, you know, with the 9-10 foot wingspan, man. It's you don't see that here in El Paso, you know. And if you can't control the line of scrimmage, you're going to get blown out 80-10.
Yeah, that was really tough to watch, man. And so just what is it? The last 2 years, they just switched up the bi-district game, right?
Yeah.
Where now you're playing out of town. You're not playing the same teams within your area. Dog, there's just something about a losing record going into playoffs for me. I'm just not fond of it, especially teams that haven't won one game. Just because there's 4 doesn't mean that you go.
Yeah, man. You at least got to be 500 to make playoffs.
At least. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I don't know. Sean, what's your thoughts on that?
I mean, I'll let 4 and 6 slide at regular season, especially if you have a tough schedule.
Yeah.
But there's a difference between, you know, walking in with 3 or less wins as a 4 seed, going out of town and playing teams in the panhandle. You already know it's a struggle out of the gate. They're already going to see you as a What word can I put in this discussion?
Don't say chalupa.
Don't you dare say chalupa. I know you was going to say
No.
Hey.
That is crazy.
Did you see what Canetillo ISD put out?
Uh-uh.
The chalupa strong.
Chalupa strong.
Yeah, it was real, man.
Oh, my God. Anyway, man, it was a great season, man. There was a lot of good players, a lot of... good up-and-coming players, man. I think next year is going to be really strong, dude. But I don't know. We'll see about that. As far as 9OT, Ed, I thought we had a great year, man. I thought it was something that was really cool that we all got together. CD did a fantastic job running it out there. Sam and that whole team out there, man. It was a fantastic time, man. I just want to say thanks to CD and KTSM.
Yeah, no doubt. Shout out to our boy Colin Deaver. Another great year, season 9, for me with Overtime, man. It was a blast. And you know it was a blast because it went fast, J-Flo.
Damn, dude. That was crazy fast, dude.
Yeah.
But it is what it is, man. We're all thankful for it. Let's move on to Showcase, man. The players, the 92 players have been selected, my dog.
Yes, sir. Really quick. You going to help me with this list? Or you want me to just tackle this? Let me do... Let me see. Yeah, so Saturday, we're recording this, November 11th. On Saturday, the email golden ticket invitations were sent out this morning. Congratulations to the 92 players, the 92 All-Stars selected for the draft that will be coming up on November 19th at the Airport Radisson. Let me go through this list as fast as I can. Barring... acceptance, this list could change. There was quite a bit of injuries last night and Thursday, so I might need to bring up replacements, but I will give you the rundown of the 92 All-Star selected. First up, we got from Chapin High School center Javier Asensio, center from Eastwood, PJ Chavez. Center from Riverside High School, Manny Garcia. Cornerback, Mark Mukibi Belair. Chris Brock. Cornerback, Canetillo. Avia Smith, Chapin. Miller Aiden. Cornerback, Franklin Harrelson Cameron. Or Cameron Harrelson, Montwood High School. Josh Estrada, Montwood High School. Amari Welch, Pebble Hills. Cornerback, Daniel Martinez. Isleta, cornerback. Moving to defensive ends, Albert Aranda, Austin High School, Giovanni Barrios, Chapin High School, defensive end, Colin Ivy, Clint, defensive end, Bobby Anderson, Coronado, Jaden Hickson, Coronado, Jaden Serrano, Eastwood, Devin Medina, El Dorado High School, Donovan Hunter, Horizon. For defensive tackles, we got Diego Medina, Bowie High School, Aaron Otero, Cathedral, Dominic Rodriguez, Del Valle, Noah Medina, Eastwood, Ray Calzadillas. Fabens, does that sound right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're in, bud.
Edgar Nunez, Franklin High School, Christian Sandoval, Hanks High School, Rafael Hawkins, Pebble Hill, Sebastian Valles, Austin, and he is an offensive guard. This is our offensive guards now. Brandon Aiken, Canetillo, Chris Day, Canetillo, Jonathan Zamora, Chapin, Juan Quesada, Eastlake, Justice Urbina, Eastwood, Kayla Pereira, Pebble Hills, Devin Quintana, Riverside, Stansberry Certified, Sedante Gomez Scott, inside linebacker, Americas, Jacob Alderama, inside linebacker, Antonio Landeros, Montwood, Juan Gomez, Stansberry Certified, Parkland, Owen Levesque, Coronado, kicker, Julian Soto, Fabens, kicker. Next up, outside linebackers. You want me to keep going?
Keep going, man. You are doing a great job.
Mario Hogan, Americas. I need Sean over here helping me, man.
No joke, man.
Matthew Amendades, Andres, outside linebacker, Dylan Sims, Chapin, Edgar Garcia, El Paso High, Alan Rodriguez, Franklin, Angel Rodriguez, Irvin, Miguel Rubio, Jeff, Adon Garcia, Del Valle, at punter.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hold up. Miguel Rubio, did I say him?
Mm-hmm.
Jose Olazaba, outside linebacker, Pebble Hills. For punter, we got America's High School, Mark Moore, Del Valle, Adon Garcia. These are our quarterbacks. This was the most difficult position to pick this year. Eastwood, Evan Minjarez, Franklin, Shea Smith, Montwood High School, Michael Southern, Pebble Hills, Gael Ochoa. Next up, we have the running backs. And from America's, we got Brian Promise. We have Burgess High School, Caleb Hanna, Del Valle, Juan Archuleta, Maximus Mancia from Eastwood, Stansberry Certified, Alejandro Lerma, Mountain View, Anthony Carrillo, Parkland, Noah Ramirez, Riverside, Adrian Acosta, Socorro. I need to catch my breath.
What number are you on? What number are you on?
I don't know. But
it says right there on the left, ain't it? Like,
67.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break. We'll finish this at towards the end of the show.
All right,
and we'll
good.
Do the rest of the other names that got selected.
What are we gonna do? Pay some bills,
dog. We have got to for sure pay some bills. We're gonna take a quick break, and when we get back, man, my dog, we're gonna bring you some pick-ems. We'll go through that real quick.
Yeah, no, let's take a long time. Long time.
We'll take a quick break, man. We'll be right back.
Now tell me who wanna fuck with us. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, I bang. And let your fucking brains hang, snitches. Fuck them all up, ain't but bitches with riches. Who carry 22s up in they hosiery.
I have a crazy passion for helping people. Hi, I'm Thomas Folden with Royalty Realty, and I run a boutique-style real estate business here in El Paso. I work with buyers and sellers of all types and price points, and my goal is to provide value throughout the process. Sometimes that looks like changing door locks for a client after they just purchased their home, or giving a ride to the title company for an elderly client whose kids no longer live locally. I feel like customer service is nearly a lost art. Throughout my 20 years in the United States Army, I have always placed the needs of others above my own. Isn't it interesting that one of the realtor code of ethics is to put the needs of the client above all others, including myself? I provide a custom real estate experience for all of my clients. When I sell homes, I always use professional photography, video, drone footage, 360-degree walkthroughs, and floor plans. I believe your name is your brand. It is very important to me that the quality of my work matches the value I place on my own name. I have been providing real estate services in El Paso for just over 4 years, and if you or anyone you know is looking for someone to buy or sell a home, then please consider contacting me for a free consultation. I don't just list a home and hope it sells. I work every day to make sure it sells.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Season's over. Season's over. Week done. Week done. Week done. Season's over. Season's over. Hey, hey, hey. It's a party up in here. J Flo, before we get into these games and the action and the teams we got left, man. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that we wish all of our veterans a very happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Thomas Folden, thank you for your service. Yvonne Folden, thank you for your service, man. I said it on 9 Overtime last night, man. I wanted to, I gave a shout out to my pops, man, my favorite veteran. And he would always tell me, man, when I was little and I'd lose a game and I'd come off the field crying, pissed off and mad. He said, hey, it's too late to cry now. The game's done. He's like, get pissed off and cry before the game. But thank you to all the veterans. El Paso is the veteran capital of the United States. Thomas Folden, retired military, sir. 20 hard years, long years, man. What does this day mean to you and your wife?
Yeah, you know, we're also thankful as well. I mean, we went through it, and fortunately, both of us were able to stay 20 years, which is a super long time.
Yeah.
But it's also a time for us to be, you know, thankful and just kind of live in that moment, the one day of the year that that you're just thankful that there's somebody out there getting ready to stand guard in case anything comes towards us.
Right.
So we can live here free. So it's us also being thankful, you know, thankful to your families as well, because, you know, both of you guys and your families, you've lived through it too. And my children as well, like they, you know, they've all been through it. So,
yeah.
Oh, and Thomas. Happy anniversary, man.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Karaoke continue. Let's go, J Flow. We were tearing it up last night.
Dog, I you know what the word is, dog? I think they want us back. And I don't do, you know what I'm saying?
We're gonna have to charge a fee, performance fee, if they want us back.
All right, man, let's go ahead and get into the coldest zone. By district games, there was a bunch of games. We all know what the scores were, but we got to shout out the two teams that did some work, my dog. Let's start off with Riverside. They took on Big Spring. The Rangers coming off one 4A district champs, 9-2, 4-0 in district play. Big Spring, 2-9, 1-3 in district. Riverside did what they had to do, 49-20. Derek Vasquez, he is on right now, my dude.
My guy is balling. I don't know if it's because he got the official stamp that Stansberry certified, but he went out there playing, balling, man. And I'm so proud of him. I'm so proud of that team. We finally got to go see them the other week, Jay, when they played Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, that's a special group, man. Shout out to Gary Recorder, 915 Nick Saban, Lock the Gates, and his staff, man. This is another coach we need to throw into that mix, Jay Flo, who have come into a program that was losing and losing and losing and flip it around, man. Another district and now another by district gold ball at Riverside High School. Ranger Country, congratulations, Gary Recorder.
Derek Vasquez, 10 for 16, 206 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also ran for 4 touchdowns, 16 carries, 103 yards. Noah Ramirez, all 5 foot nothing.
Oh my gosh, he's tiny. We saw him out there at the Bowie game, man. He is tiny, but man, he's a player, dog. He gives it everything he has, man.
32 carries, 155 yards, and 1 touchdown. The freshman, man, the phenom, Carlos Rojas, 6 receptions for 94 yards and 2 touchdowns. Tristan Lopez, 3 receptions for 82 yards. Man, that team is on it, my dog. Shout out, congrats to Coach Recorder by district champs, man. They play next Thursday, November 16th versus Springtown, 6 p.m., Midland Broadband Stadium. Let's go, Rangers.
Hey, Sean, you're a Valley boy. What are your thoughts on Riverside High School?
Hey, I mean, Recorder, he's brought that program back to its feet. And, you know, when that, my senior year, when they made it to the regional round, I remember seeing the tears of joy in his eyes when they beat Lake Worth.
Yeah.
28-20. They ran out 8 full minutes in the fourth quarter. And he was emotional because Tom Work was there, legendary coach from Riverside.
Nice.
And, you know, just seeing the kids happy, seeing the program that he's uplifting, him and the coaching staff. Shout out to that O-line. The trenches do it all, man. They got the 915 Rudy Rudiger, Noah Ramirez as their running back. You know, he's showing that full heart of what the O-line is for him.
Yeah. Shout out to them, man. Springtown is 8-3, 3-1 in district play. They're pretty balanced, man. I was looking at some of their stuff. They got a really strong running game, but I tell you what, man, Riverside will be ready, my dog.
Man, we'll be rooting them on, man. There's not many teams left.
All right, let's move on. In District 15A Division 2, the Canetillo Eagles came through, man. They played the Paula Duro Dons. What's a Don?
Don Juan, my son. Don Juan. Magic Don Juan.
Magic Don Juan.
Don Julio.
They came out with the victory. 28-7.
Bro, this defense. This defense, Lachlan, Lalo, man, standing ovation.
Yeah, Lachlan, 9 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, 1 sack. But Lalo Carrillo, man, 2 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, 3 interceptions. I think one of them was a pick 6. Dog, he is
I think
a
Lachlan had an INT
maker.
Too, man. Yep.
Dang, dude. Yeah. They are balling on that team, man. Knox is feeling good. He didn't really throw that much. He was 7 for 12 for 59 yards, but he carried the ball 5 times for 2 touchdowns. Renee Huerta, 22 carries, 130 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Man, shout out. Congrats to the Bi-District champs, the Canetillo Eagles. My
shout
God.
Out Scott Brooks. Shout out Lalo. Shout out TJ Lachlan.
Next week, they play Emerson, the Mavericks. They are 9-2. 4-2 in district play. They're led by their quarterback. He's got about 2,100 yards, 30 touchdowns, 500 yards rushing. Solid running game. They got a couple running backs that just under 1,000 yards. Listen, they run the ball, but the key is, man, get that offense off the field and get that running game going for the Eagles, and now we should be able to come out with a dub, man. Shout out to all the teams out there.
Oh,
damn.
What you guys got going on over there? You fighting or what?
I'm getting real about this, my dog.
Hey, what did Lalo say on 9OT? He told Paulo Duro not to throw it his way, and they still did.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Kyle. Yeah, dude. Lalo.
He warned
real.
You.
He gave him a pregame warning.
All right. We're done with that.
Yeah, what's next?
Let me see what else I got. I don't know if I got too much. Oh,
yeah. Jay, what's next?
Yeah, we got to talk about the pickups. I mean, I know we're running really close on time right now, but
it's Saturday night. We ain't got nothing to do. Thomas chilling.
All right, let's
Sean chilling. I'm chilling. We're good, man.
All right, well, let's just go through. The pick was finished about 2 weeks ago, which was probably done a long time ago. You know, ain't nobody really put really kind of any thoughts or anything into it. But it was week 11 pick'ems. We started that week with Thomas Folding in dead last. Well, not dead last, but you was tied. Me and you were tied for last. And then we had Sean Salazar with 20. It was Ed and Sean tied for 31. Me and Thomas tied for 27. And then there were some pick'ems, man. Week 11 pick'ems. It happened to be Thomas and I happened to pick the same ones. I didn't look at the text other people do during the show.
Cheater.
But that's what happened. So Thomas and I tied up at 31. And then all of a sudden, Sean Salazar picked a few more games than Ed Stansbury.
It's all right.
So we got Ed at 34 points and Sean Salazar, the winner of the 2023 Coldest Zone Pick'ems with 36
beginners
points.
Beginner's luck.
What do you mean? We're all beginners for this.
Congratulations. You're a rookie.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, I do want to say that, and there's a shirt that I'll post on social media.
Oh, my God.
That Mr. Thomas Folden of Royalty Realty brought to Brew last night. And it said, Jay, I didn't even pick week one. So really, ooh, I think Thomas should get third place.
Well, really?
Hey, you know, I think you said it 2 weeks ago. Said something about, I don't know, throwing darts in the dark. I gotta go back and check the recording. But
I remember. Thomas, what can I say? You actually hit it in the dark, man. That was a good throw, man.
Hey, Thomas, talk to us about, you know, because me and Jay and Sean. You know, we have a background in El Paso football and in schools. You went into this blind, but you were invested in these teams. You went to a couple of games at the SAC this year. Talk to us about pick-ems in this season for you.
Well, I'd tell you the first thing that I'll say is, just like my philosophy in business, is anything worth doing is worth doing well. And so I invested myself in it. I paid attention to everything that you guys said on the podcast. That's where I was getting my information. And, you know, I didn't even pick week one.
God, I can't wait till next year. I'm tired of this.
But
man,
next year, I will pick in week one.
You know what, Thomas? You can that too, man.
Hey, pick-ems for me was so much fun, man. You know, like going in and Jay, let me give a shout out to you because you did a good job managing and keeping track of all that.
Well, not at first. Not at first. Jay, can you add? This is 2 points.
I went from Sean.
And then all of a sudden, I was right. And I'm like, hey, just stay in your lane, man. But Sean is taking over that next year.
Yeah,
I don't care what anybody
says. We are going to designate that for Sean next year.
Sean, that is all you, my dog.
Shoot, I'll win by more than.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Where's that?
Oh my God!
And that was, we talked about it last episode. Mute his mic right now,
please. Okay, hey, but real quick, I do want to shout out Yvonne. Thank you so much for the glass,
yes,
man. That was so cool.
Oh,
the pick'em glass, man. That was so awesome. Thank you so much.
Shout out.
I mean,
Yvonne,
the shirt is cool. I mean, the back is awesome. The back is freaking awesome. Got the Colts on in the back, but I mean, the front's cool too. But shout out to Yvonne, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, fellas. Anything else about games this last week you guys want to talk about or mention?
Hey, I mean, good luck to both teams. I really think they both have a shot. They played the perfect game. But hey, of course, every team's good in the playoffs, so they got to play 100% hard-nosed football. They can't afford to even make one mistake.
You know, an observation that I saw, and Sean, with you here, maybe you can put some insight into this. There were some bad calls at that Eastwood game, man, and I'm not the one to blame a ref, right? You got to go into a game and take the refs out from having influence in the game, right? And beat your opponent. But damn, it was hard to watch some of those calls in that first half. What's your thoughts on officiating? Because it's a topic that's come up a lot this year here in El Paso. You're an official. You're coming up through the system. Just give me your thoughts on that.
Well, first off, I want to say, first doing it, I'm really grateful for the people that are able to step on the field and take coaches and players, their attitudes towards them. And number two, I mean, hey, there's times when we know that we make those mistakes. And, of course, we see it off of it as soon as the game's over. I looked at Cool Paso this morning with the Eastwood game on YouTube. I saw some of those plays, and I'm like, you know, but, hey, as what you said, you got to take the refs out of the game. It's just, it's playoff football. You can't afford one bad call.
Right.
And at least of what you think is a bad call to some people, that it ruins your chances of winning a game.
Yeah.
Do the refs go back and watch all their games?
So, way it works is that, and it's up to team's choice too. So, here in our chapter, we get film from the coaches. So, some coaches can send in their film. And some decide, I don't think we want to or whatever. Yeah. It's just up to them if they remember or not.
All right. I was just kind of wondering. Didn't know if you guys did like film study or anything. But anyway, Ed, do you want to finish out that list that you got?
Ooh, yeah. Anybody going to help me? All right. Here we go. I left off at running backs. Let me start at safeties. Again, these are the 92 All-Stars that were selected and emailed I think the deadline is Monday, November 13th, to accept your invitation before we start pulling up alternates and bringing other guys on. So from America's High School, Anthony Miranda, safety, Canetillo, Darian Castañon, Chapin, Justin Yisrael, Del Valle, Jorge Facio, Mountain View High School, Jaden Avila, Stansberry Certified, Pebble Hills, Hansel Hernandez, Riverside, Derek Vasquez, Stansberry Certified, Isleta Eli Ramos, offensive tackle, we have America's Josiah Morales, Canetillo, Diego Herrera, Eastwood, Braden Ellison, Eastwood, Matthew Lara, El Dorado, Alexander Kimba, Fabens, Marcus Sanchez, Pebble Hills, Tyrese White, Pebble Hills, Ghazi Al-Ofri, at the wide receiver position, Bel Air, Chris Davis, certified, Bel Air, Oscar Martinez, Bowie, Antonio Antaveros, Burgess, Devin Mata, Coronado, Blake Randag, Eastwood, Rudy Garcia, certified, Hanks, Jude Blanco, certified, Montwood, Diego Oaxaca, Montwood, Caleb Alvarez, Parkland, Fabian Cervantes, Pebble Hills, 14 Always Open, Marcus Torres, Isleta, DeAndre Jackson, DJ 2.0. Sean, I missed somebody at the beginning, Andres, Craig, Wydra, center, and I have a couple of honorary all-stars that the Greater El Paso Football Showcase and myself want to honor this year, starting with Roman Hernandez, Eastlake High School. Congratulations to you, Mr. Jordan Morales, Franklin, running back, Mr. Isaiah Claudio Montwood, running back. Congratulations. These are our honorary injured all-stars. They won't play in the game, but they will partake in all of the events that will get kicked off on November 19th at the Greater El Paso Football Showcase All-Star Draft at the Airport Radisson. Red carpet limo drop-off begins at noon. Draft will start at 1 p.m.
Let's go.
Boom.
All right, watch. I'll go ahead and read the rest.
Oh, my bad.
I think that is it, fellas. You got anything else? Thomas? No? You're good?
Yeah, no.
I appreciate everything, man. It was cool. It was fun. Sean, what you got?
All right,
so we're done. Oh, that's back talking. You know how to get you back. Go ahead, man. You're good.
Hey, just first off, I want to appreciate y'all for bringing me in on this. You know, it's been a privilege to see what y'all do behind the scenes for this community, for the city, and for the great game that you know, we worship here in the Sun City. And, you know, can't wait for the All-Star game. Can't wait for y'all seniors to ball out one last time and get back to the community in any way through these events.
Hey, that was nice, Sean. Thank you.
And that is it, my dog. And just like that.
Hey, fellas. Appreciate you, T-Fold, Thomas Folden, for joining us in studio. Sean Salazar, the man, the myth, one of my Stansberry certified graduates. It was a pleasure having you doing all the things we did this football season. I know I'll see you guys soon. We got a lot of things in the works. But J-Flo, man, my dog, another great season. Yep. 4 is in the books, man.
Let's go, man.
El Paso, El Chuco, the 915, mi corazón. Thank you guys so much. 62,000 downloads for the Coldest Zone podcast. We'll catch y'all next season. See ya when we see ya. For your boy Ed Stansberry and J Flo, that is it. Season 4, Gio. J-Book, flip the message now. Listen, forget the usual life, but them not play. To all my boys of 45s and 80s, it seems like there's three tougher every day. But I know there's not much left to say. To all the warriors who need no song, to all the men who know and love.